Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter, from plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Well, hi again, everyone. I'm 1010 Wins Sports Director Mark Ernay, and this is On the Mark, where we take a look at the stories behind the stories in the world of sports. And a great story brewing at the U.S. Open up at Wingfoot in Mamaroneck. A young man from central New Jersey, native of Scotch Plains, who plays college golf at Florida State, and he, at the moment at least, is tied for the low amateur. John Pock is joining us. John, I can't thank you enough for doing this right after your round.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much for having me. I love doing this stuff. I love talking to the news reporter. They've always said, you know, I enjoy this kind of stuff.
Well, I'm glad, and I promise I won't keep you very long because I know you've had a very long day already. Now, you told my friend Ann Liguori, who works across the hall at WFAN, that you had three goals for this week. You wanted to make the cut, you wanted to be the low amateur, and you wanted to beat Tiger Woods. Well, he was three over today, and at the time we're recording this at 6:30 on Thursday night, you're tied with Davis Thompson for low amateur at one under par. So I want to know, how do you rate your chances of going three for three on that list after today?
You know, I can't honestly say, because Davis Thompson's a great player, and Tiger's the greatest golfer of all time, so you never know what he can do tomorrow. But I like my chances right now. I feel really good about my game, and I'm happy about the way I played today.
And you have to go to sleep with a smile on your face, right? Because you had a pretty lousy hole on number three as you were playing the back nine first, and you had a double bogey, but then you rallied back nicely. So what happened to get you back on track?
You know, I honestly hit a bad shot on three, and it happens out here. And when you make a double, it's not the end of the world. You know, I'm just trying to enjoy myself out here, and I think I did that really well, and I just played my game and made a nice birdie on five, and then, you know, made another nice birdie on nine, and it just, you know, I just stayed very calm out there.
Okay, so all in all, tell us what went well for you the first 18 of this tournament.
I think mentally I feel really good. I'm not very nervous. It's, you know, a lot of expectations for the U.S. Open, but I'm just trying to have fun and enjoy myself. So I think mentally I feel really good, and I'm hitting the ball well and putting well. So, you know, I just got to keep playing my game to be successful tomorrow.
I know you've played there before, but how were the conditions for a U.S. Open as opposed to when you've played Wingfoot previously?
Oh, it's definitely a lot harder. I was probably about 13, 14 years old when I played, and probably played it from about 6,400 yards, so almost 1,000 yards longer, maybe a little more than that, and there probably wasn't much rough, so it's a lot different from what I remember, and it's a beast out there.
How tough is this course set up for a U.S. Open compared to what you've played on growing up, as we mentioned, in Central Jersey, in Union County, in Scotch Plains, and down at Florida State?
You know, it's a lot tougher, but I think I mentally prepare myself to, you know, understand that par is a good score. But I didn't think it was that much tougher than, you know, the U.S. Amateur at Pinehurst last year. That was one of the toughest golf courses I've ever played. But, you know, your average college tournament, the setup is definitely 100% tougher.
All right. I know he played a little bit earlier than you today. Did you have a chance to talk to Tiger at all? Have you met him before?
No. So I think her name was Ann, that I wanted to beat Tiger, I actually spoke to him about 2 minutes before that interview. And, I went up to him, introduced myself, told him that this was my first PGA Tour event, and what was the best advice he could give me. And he told me to stay patient, and I think I did a pretty good job of that today.
Well, I have to ask you, because here you are, you're playing basically in your backyard, right? If you grew up in Central Jersey, you're up at Wingfoot in Westchester County. It's not terribly far. What's it, about an hour drive in good conditions?
Right about an hour.
Okay,
you know,
so
New York traffic could be an
hour. Yeah, might be 3 hours, right? Probably yeah. Bike there faster. The fact that they're is nobody on the course. I'm wondering, for a local guy, because I know I grew up in Central Jersey too. If I'm playing at a quote unquote home major, I'm psyched. And I've got people in the gallery who are rooting me on, and I've got the fans who will find out who I am. And again, I'm sort of referring to you now, who are going to be rooting for me from tee off on whatever hole I start, 1 or 10, until the last putt falls in. So you don't have anybody out there to root you on, but you have to be excited nonetheless, right?
Oh yeah, 100%. I mean, there's actually, you know, just over 3 green, there's a couple of fans out there, you know, people building little you know, just little stands on their own. And one guy was like, "Great shot, John." So I've never heard, you know, some random person, you know my name out there, so that was a little different. That was pretty cool. But yeah, I'm super excited to be, you know, I guess playing a home event for me, because, you know, I got people just that I haven't heard ever met DMing me on Instagram and Twitter and saying, representing New Jersey, representing the hometown. And, you know, I don't think many people would realize that if the event wasn't here an hour away from my house.
Yeah, then you get guys like me who come out of the deep rough to say, "Hey, let's chat." And I really do appreciate. On the flip side of all this, though, how disappointing is it not to have all of that support out there rooting you on?
Yeah, one of my biggest supporters, my dad, and he actually couldn't make it out here either because of COVID. And, I'm really bummed about that, because I would love for him to see my first PGA Tour event, my first major. You know, it's very I have a lot of family here. So it would have been nice to have that support, but, you know, it is what it is with COVID, and I'm trying to make the best out of the situation.
Okay, so you had an early afternoon tee time for round one. I assume you go out sort of early tomorrow morning?
Oh, I'm going very early at 7:01 in the morning.
All right, well, I'm not going to keep you, because that's about 12 and a half hours away.
Yeah.
Talk to me about your expectations now for tomorrow. How do you repeat the success of today?
You know, don't really have high expectations, because, you know, I talked to my coach and my caddy about this. I've got nothing to lose and everything to gain. So, you know, I want to play well, but I'm not expecting to shoot the best round of my life. I'm just trying to have some fun out there. And I personally think that when I'm having fun, I play my best.
On behalf of New Jersey, on behalf of the entire New York metropolitan area, I wish you the best of luck the rest of the way, and whatever happens for the rest of your golf career.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
And I'll be following you hole by hole tomorrow morning starting at 7:01. And hopefully we'll get to chat around noon.
All right. Sounds great.
I'm Mark Ernay. That's John Pock. He's playing the U.S. Open, and you're On the Mark.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.